Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
And good Tuesday morning to you, 7:50 right here on Palmetto Mornings on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer, and I believe we have the technical difficulties solved. What's a working day without a little challenge? So let's take it to Joe Burke on line one.
Good morning. How are you all?
Hey,
oh, we've got a winner. Work.
I wasn't quite 100% sure.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Caller number one.
Yes. Good morning, Joe.
I'm extremely glad I won the chance to be on this.
That's it. That's the prize we're giving away. A chance to be interviewed live on the radio right here on Palmetto Morning. So it's great. It's the cash value is priceless.
What he said. So tell us, give us a perspective from the Fort Mill School District where we are in the process of planning for school this fall.
Sure, absolutely. And I think we talked a little bit before, but several weeks ago, our district did create our own task force to start looking at what we were going to do with plans for return to school in August. Should we be allowed to get back into school? We have just completed the survey phase of the process. We collected data from both parents and staff about the return to school, what their comfort level was with different options, with taking the bus, with, you know, in general, returning to school, social distancing, that kind of stuff. So we've just recently completed those surveys and are now evaluating the data on it. And I can tell you guys, we're looking at a wide range of possible options, from everything from full return to AB rotating days to, you know, partial return, virtual first, virtual options from there forward. I can tell you that our district is leaning very heavily towards providing our parents with a virtual option should we return to in-person learning. So they'll have the option to choose whether they want to go with the virtual option instead of coming back to in-person, depending on their situations. We know a lot of people have a lot of interesting and unique situations when it comes to health in their household, so we are leaning very heavily to that option, but we're looking at all of it right now.
Would the virtual option look a lot different than, say, how spring was, what was offered last spring when everyone had to go home?
Yes, this would be more of the traditional, and I hate to say traditional when you're talking virtual because that is a new thing, but it'd be more of a traditional virtual option where it would be full-on learning new content, interactive lessons, those kinds of things that would happen. It would be more like attending school, just not in person. Whereas in the spring at first, because it was a quick turnaround, we had to create a virtual option there. There was a lot of reinforcement work, and then later in the process, we started to introduce some new content, but that was near the end. So this would be full-on learning at a high-quality level throughout the year.
So it's structured in terms of when kids, if they do the virtual portion of it, it would be like in class, right?
So would it be like a camera in the classroom?
There would be some live in-person instruction. We're still putting together all the details of how the virtual option would work, but it would include some live in-person instruction, possibly some video recording, as well as individual projects that would be assigned. So we're still evaluating the virtual models for it, but it'll be more of the instruction side and less of the enforcement side as far as reinforcing the things they'd already learned when they were previously in class.
Joe, what if you do a mix of in-person school and a mix of virtual, and depending on what families can pick based on what best fits them, what about the teachers? Like, what happens? Will there be more teachers because some will have to handle the virtual side of teaching and the other teachers will have to handle the in-school portion of learning? What does that look like?
Well, and that's something we'll have to determine once we get data back. If we do go with the virtual option, we'll have to see how many students would sign up for that option to know how many teachers we would then be allocating to it. And that's the thing. We would, if we do have the virtual option and kids sign up for it, those are currently our kids that are already accounted to a teacher. So once we have the numbers on something like that, then we could turn and look and see what the needs are on the teacher side, who gets, who's going to be assigned over to the virtual side, who would be assigned over to the in-person side. So all of that would come once a determination is made, but those are the types of things we have to consider when putting together a project like this.
Do you have any preliminary findings that you could share with us, how, you know, people are feeling in terms of just their level of comfort returning to the classroom, or, you know, 100% dedicated up for online? Do you have any kind of preliminary findings on that?
Just from the stuff that we've seen so far, we just began the evaluation of the data piece yesterday because the survey had just closed this past Friday after close of business. But I can tell you our communities are split. We have a group of people that are very in favor of coming back to school, and we have a group of people who are very in favor of not coming back to school. And there's no clear-cut, you know, 90% of the population feels this or whatever. You see a lot of very even division down the line. So that's the other thing with trying to come up with something, a plan for this, is trying to come up with what the best option is to serve our communities. But, you know, there wasn't anything overwhelming that popped out and said, okay, that's the clear-cut thing. We need to do that. Like, everybody has differing opinions on how this should look and work.
Wow.
Go figure.
No surprise there based on the information and how we're getting from various people and from the top all the way down for every part of our life dealing with this pandemic. It fits the mold, right?
That's right.
What will this be, just the fall semester and then you'll regroup for the spring semester, or the decisions made based on this will be for the 2020-2021 school year as if, period, no changing?
Well, and that's the other thing, too, with this pandemic situation, is that we have seen things can change on a dime. So whatever plans we put in place will be the options that we look at for that particular time period. Should something happen in the state and we have to close school and switch everybody to a virtual option, that would come out of the state side of it. Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of different things. We would hope to get back to normal everyday schooling sometime before the end of the year. So if we were to go with an AB rotation, or we were to go with one of the other options, a virtual part of the year and come back a different part of the year, we our goal is to get back to regular full in-person schooling at some point during the year, but that's all going to be determined by what continues to go on with the situation with the virus.
So if you're a parent in the Fort Mill School District, when can you look at the final recommendations for your child? Because, again, we're almost halfway through summer. I know July will come and go pretty quickly, and then August happens, and then people want to start looking at the next year for vacations and everything else along those lines. When do you guys believe you'll have the final report released, and will it look like that? Will it say, here are the options. Now, parents, you pick right now what works for you.
Yeah, and once it is finalized, it will go out and say, here is what we are doing. And
okay.
That will be it of it. That, unless something catastrophic were to happen and schools had to be canceled, whatever the final plan is what we will go with at the beginning of August when we start back school. So as far as the timeline goes, we're working as quickly as we can to get it out. The state put out that they wanted everybody to have their plans out to their parents 20 days before the start of school. Obviously, that's the drop-dead date, but we're working to have ours out prior to that. We're hoping to have finalized plans out well before we hit that date, and we may be even releasing pieces of it as they are finalized. So, like, if we make any determinations that we can go ahead and announce, we'll go ahead and get that out so that parents can start to see how things are going. But honestly, truthfully, we're going at it as fast as we can and going to have it out to our people as the minute it is done.
And what is the best way for us to stay up to date with the information at Fort Mill School District?
Sure. Every time we make a change or we finalize something, we're going to be sending it out to our parents through our direct messaging system, but we're also going to be posting it online so people can go check at any point and read through further information, because a lot of times you can't fit all of that into a call or an email. So we'll have everything there for people to go look at. It'll be set up once we have something to post, and they can continue to stay updated through that, as well as the direct messaging we'll be sending out.
All right.
We know you're working
hard, right.
And we appreciate it.
Joe Burke, the Chief Communications Officer for the Fort Mill School District. Remember, every school district has their own set of rules and guidelines that they'll follow, so just keep that in mind. Joe, thank you so much, sir.